Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 310. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Bloods, a band from Sydney, Australia, with the song Break Your Heart. I believe that's the first track on the band's album Work It Out, which came out October 17th of last year on Tiny Galaxy Records, one of the many bands I've discovered from the host of power pop blogs I've been reading lately. Just so much good stuff out there, and such a isolated little niche genre. It's very nice to find all the other like-minded folks out there, and I'm going to share my favorite finds with you, because that's how the podcast works. That album there, not strictly a power pop album, but there's a lot of good things going on, and it is solid through and through. Coming up next, I've got a track by Radical Dads. The song is called In the Water.
Oh,
very solid songs there from two very solid bands who have released two very solid albums, and both of those highly recommended. We ended that set there off with the Sidekicks with the song Hell is Warm. That's on the band's album Runners in the Nerved World, which came out January 20th on Epitaph Records, a band out of Columbus, Ohio, and started the set with Radical Dads with the song In the Water from the band's Universal Coolers album, which will be out February 24th on Old Flame Records. That Brooklyn band there has been around for a while, but and I've kind of been lukewarm, but this album is a definite, well, I won't say improvement, but it just speaks to me more than their past efforts, and I really, really like that. Both of these albums, solid through and through. I'm sure you can find them on Spotify. Give them solid listens. I think it's something you're going to want to pick up. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. I don't go out and find the best music for you that I think you should hear or makes me sound hip, or I don't hunt through my catalog to find anything to represent my mood. What I do is I get new music every week, and then I listen to it, and I play it on my podcast. If it makes its way into my music library, it makes its way to the podcast, and I share that with you. Hopefully, I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's get back into some more music here. This is a track by the Jelly Bricks. The song is called About the Weekend.
I'm not talking about the weekend.
there's some of that power pop that I promised you, starting things off with the Jelly Bricks and the song About the Weekend that came out on the band's album Youngstown Tune-Up, which came out March of 2014 on Pop Detective and Primitive Records, a band out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania that's been around for quite a while, but I guess I've missed them until now. I love that song there, and you might say, hey, that sounds just like early Elvis Costello, and I would say, yes, isn't it wonderful? Evidently, their earlier material is a little more punk, so I might see if I can unearth some of that at some point when crate digging somewhere or another. After that, we heard from Fashionism with the song Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone, and that is the B-side of the Smash the State with Your Face 7-inch, just released January 20th on Hosehead Records, the band out of Vancouver, BC, and the label, a Canadian label as well, releases evidently a lot of power pop and pop punk, and maybe a label that I need to investigate a little further as well. And then finally, we heard from the Genies with the song I Seen Her Dance. That is from the band's self-titled album, which came out in October of last year on King Pizza Records, a band out of New York City, a label that I am not familiar with, though, again, I hear really good things about. Well, I'm about out of time here, so let me get the news out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 310. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Let's not do the concert calendar. Let's not talk about the website. Let's just talk about one more recording. This is a song by a band called Nanaki. I may be mispronouncing that one. The song is called False Optimism, and it's on the band's album, The Dying Light. This is the project of one man, isolated on the Isle of Man in the UK, and came out December 31st of last year on his own Small Bear Records. Most of the album is kind of post-rock, but this song here I like a lot, and Kate says it reminds her of Pavement, so that's enough to get it played here. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. This is Nanaki with False Optimism.